Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about threading and parallel processing in Python. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. I'm always eager to learn more efficient ways to handle tasks in Python. So what's the main takeaway here?
Well, the article emphasizes that there are multiple approaches to managing concurrent operations in Python, not just threads. It highlights threads, subprocesses, async operations, and even parallel processing.
Okay, so it's not a one-size-fits-all situation. Could you elaborate on when to use each method?
Absolutely. For IO-bound tasks like web scraping, the article champions Python's built-in asyncio library. Think network operations, where your program spends a lot of time waiting. Asyncio excels there.
Got it. So what about CPU-bound tasks, like heavy computations?
That's where parallel processing libraries shine. They allow you to distribute the workload across multiple CPUs or even machines, significantly speeding up execution.
That makes sense. But the article also mentions threads and subprocesses. Where do they fit in?
Right. Threads are for lighter concurrency within a single process. Subprocesses, on the other hand, involve creating entirely new processes. The article provides a link to a deeper dive on these.
I see. Interesting. And there's something about a free-threaded build of Python 3.13?
Yes. For those who really want to delve into the nitty-gritty of threading, the article suggests experimenting with this special build. It's a way to understand threading behavior at a more fundamental level. Pretty cool, right?
Definitely sounds like a good resource for advanced users. The article also touched upon other tools, didn't it?
Absolutely. It mentions IO Pandas, which provides async support for Pandas operations. Super handy for those working with large datasets. And there's a peek at RedKnot, a new static type checker.
RedKnot, you say? That's a new one for me.
It is. It's being developed by the same team behind the UV environment management tool. Still early stages, but promising.
So to wrap things up, the article offers a comprehensive overview of various concurrency methods in Python, catering to both beginners and advanced users.
Exactly. It guides you through the options, helping you choose the right tool for the job, whether it's asyncio for IO-bound tasks, parallel processing for CPU-bound tasks, or exploring the intricacies of threads. And it introduces some exciting new tools like IO Pandas and RedKnot. It's definitely worth a read.
Great insights. Thanks for breaking it all down. I'll definitely be checking out the resources mentioned.
You're welcome. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Goodbye.